This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Radiallahu anhu. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يقول حواه تبعا لما جئت به. وقال علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه في عثر خير الكلام ما قل ودل Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we praise Allah. We send salutations upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We remind ourselves of the advice of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, the best speech is the speech of Allah in the Quran. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we find in his sunnah. And every other word or guidance other than that, that supports those two, is rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is upon the road of bid'ah and on the road of dalalah. Today I want to concentrate only on one ayah of Quran and one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because to arrive at truth, or in order to be healed, or in order to be directed, we do not need several ayahs. We don't need many ahadiths. For those that believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have a fear of meeting Him, it is enough to hear one ayah and enough to hear one hadith, as has been reported by Ali ibn Abi Talib in an authentic hadith. The better speech is the one that is qalla wa dalla. Qalla from qaleel, small. And dalla from dalil, meaning with proof and evidence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned to us in the Quran, He is swearing to His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the following speech. He says, فَلَا رَبُّكَ. This is the man of swearing. Allah Azza wa Jalla, when Allah He wants to swear, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the people to think and to understand clearly, there is no doubt about what He is saying, or that what He is saying is emphatic, important for their religion. Then He's swearing, like He said, وَالضُّحَى وَالشَّمْسِ وَالضُّحَاهَا وَالْلَيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing. In this ayah, He says, I swear, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by your Lord, they can never become real believers until they make you a judge among themselves regarding the differences which they have between themselves. And after that, they find no halas inside themselves. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا. And they do not find any hesitancy to accept your Allah. وَلِسَلِمُ تَسْلِيمًا. This is probably the most conclusive evidence in the Quran for those who go outside of the ruling of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a hadith reported to us by Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون حواه He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are not truly believers until they prefer what Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has revealed above their own hawa. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون حواه تبعا لما جئت به. They can never become true believers until they subordinate their hawa, their desire, their feeling, their calculation, their determination to what I have brought. And what did he brought? He brought Quran and Sunnah. This ayah and this hadith is enough for the judgment of any Muslim anywhere in the world. We don't need more ayahs. We don't need more ahadith. This is enough for us to determine that if we seek a judgment, the judgment can only be from Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whoever seeks a judgment outside of that of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever seeks a judgment and bypasses or subverts or undermines or goes around the judgment of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says they are no better than disbelievers. When Muslims make the mistake of going outside of the judgment of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they don't become kafirs. This is not what the ayah means. But it is a severe mistake and they have to correct it. But when they are given the ayah of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they insist upon going outside, then in fact they are kafirs. This is a statement of kufr. Whoever prefers the judgment of anyone other than Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even when they are invited to that judgment, then by that this is a statement of kufr. We are speaking about people who seek judgments outside of the Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going through the feelings of the Muslims. What about the Muslims who prefer to take the matter not even among the Muslims, but they prefer to take it outside to the kuffar? SubhanAllah, hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. O Muslims, I want to draw attention to our predicament. Because I would either be remiss or weak if I were to come here standing in this minbar to talk with the people as if we were not in the middle of a fire. We are in the middle of a fire. The house of Allah is on fire. And the house of Allah has been under siege and under fire for the last 2.5 years. And any Muslim that can go home and sleep and enjoy themselves while the house of Allah is on fire, it says something about their iman. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. O Muslims, we're not discussing the issue of the litigation. Allah, He knows best the right and the wrong. We're not discussing the size of the parties. Allah, He knows who is right and who is wrong.
We're not engaging in this conversation because we want to take sides with whom we believe is right or wrong. No. We want to go beyond that. We want to say that both parties who agree to take this issue to the kuffar and seek a judgment from the kuffar, and more specifically the Yahudis who are collecting the fees, and more specifically the court which is charging us costs and will make a judgment for us. Whoever chose to do that, they are in grave error. And they need to make tawbah. And after making tawbah, they have to take this issue out of the court and bring this issue under the dominion of the leaders of the Muslims who the Muslims are following. In San Fernando Valley, in Southern California, in the state of California, in the United States of America, there are literally hundreds of imams who are qualified to come and sit and listen to this issue, to hear one party and the second party, and to study the history of the situation and after that to give a judgment. We can recruit 10 or 15 of those same imams or leaders. We can recruit them in a matter of a week, and they will be here. And they will listen without the feeling towards one side or the other. They will listen, and they will interview. And after that, they will make a judgment that becomes binding on all parties. We can accomplish this in 1 week or less. If the Muslims, that's what they want. But if some Muslims, they don't want that judgment because there is something else they are desiring that perhaps that judgment will leave out of their hands. Then Lani Tawari Alayhi, the curse of Allah be upon the Muslim who takes the affairs of Islam and the house of Allah and puts it into the hands of the Yahudi Ma'un Billah, who undermines and goes around the obvious capable scholars in the area where we live, and to take this matter into the courts. And the judgment will be made about the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. The masjid belongs to Allah. And no judgment can be made about the masjid except by the Muslim. And no one can support except the Muslim. And no one can supervise except the Muslim. But for 2.5 years, two groups of Muslims is arguing and fighting and cursing. And then after that, taking the matter to the kuffar for them to make a judgment for us. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I'm saying they have to fear Allah. Because whatever it is that they are seeking, it is not their right. No one has the right. The personal right, the organizational right, no one has the right take the affairs of the house of Allah and take it inside, I mean, a court outside of that of the believers, except when all efforts have been exhausted through all the leaders of the Muslims, then all the scholars are agreed that when all the steps have been exhausted to get justice from the Muslims, then, that only then, can we seek to get a judgment by some power outside of the Muslims. All the scholars are leading to that. But when the Muslims argue with each other and differ with each other, and they don't have tawakkul upon Allah, and they don't trust or desire the judgment of the Muslims, then they have a different religion. By that, they have made a testimony of kufr. So those who want to correct that situation, and here we're not talking about who is right and who is wrong. Here we're talking about correcting the situation, bringing a situation where it does not belong, and bringing it where it belongs. Now for me, it doesn't matter if I'm here for 3 days, or 3 weeks, or 3 months, or 3 years. Allah is not only responsible for what I can see and for what I say. And I'm saying to you, Muslims of this Islamic center of Northridge, Granada Hill, Masjid, I'm saying to you that your hands have got to be with Allah and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Prophet said, Ad-Din al-Nasiha. Nasiyatun lillah, wa nasiyatun li kitabihi, wa nasiyatun li nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa rasulihi, wa nabiyyatun al-a'immatu al-muslimin, wa amatihim. We cannot go beyond Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the leaders of the Muslims. Because the final nasiyah is between ourselves. Allah in His book, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in His sunnah. And and to that the leaders of the Muslims, whomsoever they are. And lastly, the advice of each other. This is Islam. This is not your Islam. This is not your lamb, her lamb, his lamb. No, this is Islam. This is not the Islam of the Pakistani. This is not the Islam of the Bangladeshi. This is not the Islam of the Arab. This is not the Islam of the Asian. This is not the Islam of the people of Afghanistan or Africa. This is Islam, Deen Allah. And the Quran cannot be bypassed. And the process of judgment cannot be bypassed. And the nasiha and the judgment of the leaders cannot be bypassed. And whoever did that for the last 2.5 years, I'm saying they are upon kufr. I did not call anyone a kafir. I said their judgment is upon kufr. And it is clear, the judgment is there. The ayah is enough. And if anybody made a mistake because they were misinformed, or somebody made a mistake because they had the wrong understanding, then they have a chance to correct that mistake today and say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. And we all Muslims should go to the parties that we know, vote parties, and tell them to fear Allah and take this matter out of the hands and out of the venue of the kuffar judicial system. The house of Allah cannot be maintained, and nobody can make a judgment for the house of Allah except the Muslims. O Muslims, this is a very clear issue. There is no doubt about it at all. Our imams, those who pray behind them, have been selected by the Muslims based upon their capacity to give us judgment from the Quran and the Sunnah that is part of their responsibility. And we fear Allah. And we have confidence in the capability of the leaders of the Muslims to be able to address this issue properly. And it is the duty of every Muslim to support haqq, the haqq of Allah, not the haqq of any people. Whoever is supporting the haqq of some people, you are on the dalala. The only haqq that has been united here is the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, given to us by His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today, the 16th of Sha'ban, I want to remind the Muslims that this is the month that the Prophet gave to us, that Allah gave to us to prepare ourselves. It is the gateway of Ramadan. If you will be seeking forgiveness, and if you will be seeking mercy, and if you will be seeking freedom from the hellfire during Ramadan, you need to prepare yourself to be qualified for that now in the month of Sha'ban. And whoever is satisfied to seek a judgment of the house of Allah from the kuffar and the kuffar system in the month of Sha'ban, you have absolutely no chance to get any benefit for Ramadan or Sha'ban, because you have totally defiled. You have only disqualified yourself. So we ask Allah that the parties will fear Allah, and all of them will say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. They will not be so proud. They will not be so arrogant. They will not be so much for their own group, but that they will go home today, look over these ayats, and make tawbah for the welfare of Muslims, for the welfare of their children, for the welfare of their families, for the welfare of our dignity, and for the welfare of the sanctity of this month, and the sanctity of Ramadan, and the sanctity of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us should be prepared to seek arbitration. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam. عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى أزواجه من أولا وبعض. Dear brothers and sisters, I have prepared a declaration, a religious proclamation, regarding the sanctity of Sha'ban and Ramadan. Sha'ban is one of the most sacred months for which we find some particular instructions in the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is reported in the authentic hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast most of the month of Sha'ban. The Blessed Companion Anas radiallahu anhu reports that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, which fast is the most meritorious after the fast of Ramadan? And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Sha'ban and the honor of Ramadan. The Blessed Companion Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu reports that he asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muslims say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have seen you fasting in the month of Sha'ban so frequently that I have never seen you fasting in any other month. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that Sha'ban is the month between Rajab and Ramadan, which is neglected by many people. And it is a month in which an account of the deeds of human beings is presented before the Lord of the universe. So I wish that my deeds be presented at a time when I'm in a state of fasting. O Muslims, what if your deeds were brought to reckoning right now, while you have set the affairs of the house of Allah over to the kuffar to make a determination in that matter? What would happen to all your prayers, your hajj, your fasting, your ibadat, your dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What would happen to your sadaqah? It will all be batil. Umar ibn Aisha radiallahu anhu said, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast the whole month of Sha'ban. And I said to him, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is Sha'ban your most favorite month of fasting? He said, in this month, Allah prescribed the list of the persons dying this year. And I like that my death will come when I am in a state of fasting. In another tradition, she says, radiallahu anha, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sometimes begin to fast continuously until we thought he would never stop fasting. And sometimes he used to stop fasting and we thought he would never fast. I never saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasting a complete month except the month of Ramadan. And I have never seen him fasting in a month more frequently than he did in the month of Sha'ban. Umar Mu'minun Umm Salama radiallahu anha said, I have never seen the Messenger of Allah so awesome fasting for 2 months continuously except in the months of Sha'ban and Ramadan. Perhaps this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Sha'ban my month. When he said in the hadith, Rajab is the month of Allah and Sha'ban is my month and Ramadan is the month of my ummah. This is narrated by Tirmidhi. It was also a habit of some of the early Muslims to recite the Quran in abundance during Sha'ban. This, along with fasting, gives us the best preparation for Ramadan, as it takes time for the nafs to become accustomed to doing these things in abundance. If we were already accustomed to doing them before Ramadan, it will enable us to do more when the month of Ramadan begins. In his final sermon before his death, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, among other things, with Allah of months that are 12, 4 of them are sacred, 3 of these are successive, that is Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan. I have prepared that evidence so that when it reaches the judge who has ordered a special election to take place here, supervised by another judge, to tell him, no, Your Honor, such a proceeding is not going to take place in this masjid, supervised by any non-Muslims. No, Your Honor, that is insensitive allow that to happen. Muslims in America, North America, are not going to allow that to happen here. And the Muslims of Southern California and San Fernando Valley in particular, we will recruit them if necessary. 2, 3, 4, 5,000 of them will come here and sleep, and they will not allow this to happen, Your Honor. Because no one is going to encroach upon the sanctity of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of a civil dispute. Now for me, I speak for myself. I cannot speak for you, but wallahi, if this was Halloween, if this was any masjid, or in any place in the world, if Muslims do not agree that this matter belongs only with the Muslims, I doubt if they could be Muslims at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, O you who believe, that is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, so you may guard yourself against evil. How will somebody proceed towards Ramadan while they are engaged in one of the greatest evils against Allah? Allah desires ease for you. He desires that hardship for you, that you may complete the prescribed number of fast, that you can glorify Allah for guiding you, so that you may be thankful to Him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. We have recorded and recited to you the evidence to support that both the months of Sha'ban and the months of Ramadan are sacred months in Islam. And thus, they are venerated and observed as such throughout the Muslim world, which consists of more than 1.6 billion people around the globe. Therefore, all fighting, all conflicts, and all contentions between Muslims should be avoided during these months as a matter of decorum and respect for our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, respect for the Quran, and respect for Islam as a system, and finally, out of respect for the sensitivity of Muslims and their families. As some of you may know, and most of you should know, brothers, please, move forward so people who enter the masjid after you, they don't have to walk over you. Please move forward and fill the ranks. This is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and is one of the sharaqat of the Jum'ah prayer. Fill the ranks so that people who enter after you, they do not have to walk over you. Jazakumullah khairan. As most of you may know, there is an ongoing litigation between parties of the ICN Granada Hills Masjid, which has dragged on now for 2.5 years. For me, I will not be drugged along with that filth. If you want someone to stand here and speak to you who will go along with that, you get somebody else tomorrow. I have no desire to be a party to a criminal act against Allah, the house of Allah, and the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. If we are Muslims, we cannot allow that to happen. Here we're not taking sides with anyone. And that is not the issue of who is right and who is wrong here. We're talking about the house of Allah, not somebody's personal house. Notwithstanding the public shame and embarrassment that this has caused the greater community of Muslims in San Fernando Valley, brothers and sisters, I spent last night and the day before that reading the headlines for the last 2.5 years regarding this fiasco. You cannot believe the account type of embarrassment, the shame that the non-Muslims and the press of this community, what they are discussing regarding us. We are the laughing stock. We are an aggravation to all the non-Muslims in this area. We have a most shameful face in the sight of Allah allowing this situation to happen, because this would never have happened with a church. This would never have happened with a synagogue. But the Muslims just let it go like that? What concerns, what kind of man can you be? What kind of man could you be who prefers a judgment outside of that of Allah's effectiveness of Allah's life? Notwithstanding the public shame and embarrassment, this has caused the greater community of Muslims in San Fernando Valley, the wasting of money of the Muslims for attorneys and court costs. It has fragmented and stagnated the individuals and families of the respective community. No one seems to know what to do. Our children are confused. Our young people are paralyzed. And the older people, it is as if they have Parkinson's disease. SubhanAllah. Where are the men who will stand up for the house of Allah and not stand for their party? Where are the leaders of the Muslims who did not come forward and arbitrate this issue? Well, for me, I will not wait for them to come forward. I'm going to them. Starting tomorrow, I will go to every imam and every masjid in this valley, and every imam and every masjid in South California in Southern California, unless they refuse to see me. And I will ask them to be a party to this arbitration. Until we get 7 or 10 people willing to do that, we will also send this declaration to the judge and the court and let them know this is not going to happen. It doesn't matter if non-Muslims will sit down on the ground in front of a bus just in order to eat at a lunch counter. If non-Muslims will die just for the honor of themselves and their family. And Muslims, we don't want to do anything for the house of Allah. I'm not going to be one of those Muslims. On top of this, in the middle of the sacred month of Sha'ban, the 16th of Sha'ban, we are facing the mandate of a special election. Most of you don't even know that. The way it has been planned, the Muslims themselves don't even know that. That a special election ordered by the court is scheduled to take place here on the 15th of July, a Sunday. 6 days before Ramadan, the court will come here and the court will supervise the Muslims to do what? To have a special election in Sha'ban. SubhanAllah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Brothers, if you allow this to happen, shame on you, and you deserve whatever adab Allah will bring to the Muslims. This cannot happen. It should never have reached this stage. But since it did reach this stage, we're going to stop it right now. We're going to do everything within our power to absolve ourselves of this matter and to extricate this matter out of the hands of the court. And to impress upon our brothers of the two parties, the two litigants, that this matter needs to be judged by the leaders of the Muslims and not judged by the leader of the Kafir. O Muslims, if we allow this to happen, this will subvert the spirit of our major religious observance and will further exacerbate the aggravation between an already stressed community. We say that scheduling of such a civil procedure at the gate of Ramadan is both unethical and insensitive on the part of the court, and it represents a blatant disregard for the sanctity of the Muslims worldwide, and more specifically, a violation of the civil rights of the Muslims of San Fernando Valley, which are approximately 100,000 in number. We cannot and we will not accept this judicial intrusion into our religious observance, and we strongly urge the Honorable Judge Rosenblatt to carry out such procedures over the days following the month of Ramadan and the 3 days of the Eid. This is what we are urging the judge to do. If the judge doesn't listen, we will exert additional moral pressure upon the judge. this matter is not going to happen the Indian way. All over the world, the sanctity of Easter would be respectfully avoided by Christians, and likewise, the sanctity of Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah would be respectfully avoided for the people of the Jewish faith, and there should be no difference for Muslims in these two sacred months. We are circulating a petition and bringing attention to this critical issue in order to prospectively influence or convince the court to reschedule the civil proceeding to a date after Ramadan and the 3 days of the Eid. We are taking this petition to the imams and the scholars of the major Islamic centers in Southern California for their signature. And we need your signature today. By signing this petition, we are not asking anyone to take sides with any party of the litigation. Let's make that point clear. When you sign this petition today, you are not siding with any of the parties of the litigation. That matter will be resolved by the leaders of the Muslims. But what you are doing, you are siding with those who wish to protect the house of Allah. And you're siding with those who are urging the judge that she is making a grave mistake. Perhaps she's not aware that this is Sha'ban. Maybe she wasn't told that we're at the gate of Ramadan. Maybe that judge is misinformed. But after we give this proclamation to that judge, she's not misinformed. And if our signatures are not enough, in the next 5 days, we will get 10,000 signatures. And if those 10,000 signatures from all over the world is not enough, we'll get another 10,000 signatures from all over the world. And we will continue until we bring moral pressure upon the judge and the court to push this date outside of Ramadan and set a date after Ramadan if it's going to be in the court's venue at all. This is my advice, and I'm fulfilling my responsibility. And Allah is the witness on the day of Jum'ah, the 16th of Sha'ban. Allah is the witness that I said to you and I advise you what is the right thing for us to do. This is not an issue of who's right and wrong. This is the issue of putting out a fire at the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not allowing a judgment regarding the house of Allah to remain in the hands of the kuffar, and definitely not to allow the court to set up here, a shop here, and to supervise some issue about the house of Allah in front of us. Shame on you that you would allow your children to see something like that and grow up and know that their father allowed that to happen. Brothers and sisters, I don't want to say anything more about this matter, but I want to call each one of you to go and sign that petition. We need your name. We need your phone number, we need your email that verifies who you are. And your signature will stand until the day of judgment as a signature supporting this petition. And if you fail to sign, your failure to sign will also plague you until the day of judgment. The law tells us to be on the side of what is right. He says to us in the Quran, "Kuntu khayra." أمتاً أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. We can quote more ayahs and give more hadiths, but I think it's enough. O Muslims, do not leave this masjid. Do not leave the house of Allah or the mountains of Allah for anybody. Express your support. Get involved. Make the investment of your signature for your children and your family and the other Muslims. And do not be asked on the day of judgment when you were asked to support the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you chose to support one side or the other side. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana atina min ladunka rahmatan wa hayyi' lana min amrina rashada. ربنا إنا آمنا وغفرنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين.
يا الله الغفور الرحيم برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين عباد الله. ان الله يعمل بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وذكر الله تعالى واعلى واولى واعز وجل وتل واحل واكبر واتم الصلاه.